ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you're at the website, make sure that you sign up for my free newsletter, because when you sign up for that newsletter, you're going to receive 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques that are going to help you create the life that you desire. So check that out at AskSueLondon.com. And then when you're at the website, also make sure you check out my book, Soar Above It All. That's a story of my personal story of having Crohn's disease and going on to healing it, going through abuse, illness, being given 30 minutes to live, having a near-death experience, going through divorce, and soaring above it all. So make sure you check the book out, because today some of our information we're going to share is in the book as well. So check it all out. Now, I have to tell you, Chris, today's a very special day for me. It is my baby's 19th birthday.
Oh, boy.
I'm so excited, and I'm so emotional.
You're so young. It's like impossible for you to have a 19-year-old daughter.
Aren't you nice? You earned bronze points for that, my friend. Yeah, you know, some people hearing this might think, well, that's nice. But, you know, Chris, you know my story. This is the baby that when I was pregnant with, the doctors asked me to make a choice that either I live or she live. Because that's when I was fighting to stay alive after Crohn's disease had flared up and my weight went down to just 80 pounds. So this is a huge day for me today, folks.
You both lived, and you're doing great, and she's doing great.
And she's a beautiful baby girl, and she's healthy and happy. And at the end of the show, I'm going to kind of share some stuff about her and what she's doing now. So totally a meant to be. And I know what you mean. You know what I mean when I say meant to be, is because you got a beautiful baby boy yourself.
Yes, I do. And you know what? I wouldn't trade him for the world. And I have a beautiful stepson as well. They're just just wonderful, wonderful children. And 21 months old. What a cute age.
Oh, and you know, he is such a just a cutie. You just want to like just pinch his little cheeks. He's got beautiful blonde hair. I just love him to bit. And your stepson, he's really creative too. He's quite a gift.
Building those Legos that you bought him.
I know. He's really good teacher for you too, isn't he?
Yes, yeah, you learn from your children all the time. It's so important to learn from them.
Yeah, well, you know, today we're going to talk about self-empowerment for children and their families. So, you know, Chris, share in as we're talking today, because I know, you know, you've got lots of stories that you can add. Now, but before we start, Chris, I don't know if I told you this or not, but our guest and I have something in common today. Both of us have daughters with birthdays.
Wow.
So you know what that means? We have to play a very special birthday song for our babies.
All right. Well, let's do it.
Can you pick something really special?
I'm going to pick something really special, and I'm going to play it right. You want to play it right now or a little later?
You know what? Play it right now. Okay. How's that?
Here we go.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, that is wonderful. So, girls, on behalf of your two mummies, we wish you a very, very happy birthday and all the very best. And we are so proud of you. Now, let me tell you about our guests. I kind of jumped ahead, but you know what? Birthdays are huge for me in our house. And if I can get a birthday out to somebody quick, I just got to do it. Now, our guest today is Dr. Lara Romero. And like I said, we're talking about self-empowerment for children and their families. But before we bring Dr. Lara on, let me tell you a bit about her. Dr. Lara has been studying metaphysics and energy work for over 20 years now. In her earlier life, she overcame a battle with alcoholism and depression. And at the age of 18, she fell asleep at the wheel while driving home late one night. Miraculously, no one else was involved and she survived unscathed. Now, since that, she realized that she was here for a reason and she set out to discover it. She has studied chakra balancing, breath work, Reiki, CCMBA, past life regression, and music therapy. She obtained her PhD in metaphysics from the American Institute of Holistic Theology and holds a secondary degree in human services from CSUF. She has perfected the art of manifesting and now lives with her soulmate of over 10 years with their beautiful daughters. She has led self-empowerment workshops for women, guided visualization groups, counseled and tutored young adults. But her passion is empowering children. She and her husband, Mark Romero, have numerous guided visualization CDs and manifesting programs and recently completed her second installment of the Self-Empowerment for Children series. You will remember that name, Mark Romero. He was on a couple weeks ago. We were doing music therapy, and he is actually coming back on in May. So we'll be still continuing about the healing with music even after this show. Now, you can learn about Dr. Lara at markromero.com website. Dr. Lara, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Well, you know what? You and I are so passionate about our kids and so passionate about helping kids. And so congratulations on your daughter's birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you. She's so excited.
Do you remember when you were pregnant? Doesn't the time go by so fast?
Oh, yes. Mark and I were talking to each other. We were just thinking, where does the time go? It's just so crazy.
Yeah, it just goes so fast. I'm thinking, you know, like here my baby turned 19 and I'm actually a grandma as well. And before we got on the show today, I had a call from my daughter and my grandson has a sprained wrist. He had a bit of an accident yesterday. So, you know, we're always, even though we're moms and our kids grow up, the next generation comes and then we're there to help them too. So it's just so wonderful having kids in our life. So let me ask you, what inspired you to get your doctorate in metaphysics?
Well, it was interesting. You read a little bit in my bio, but when I was younger, I didn't really feel like I belonged here. I felt so different from everybody else. And, you know, I dealt with alcoholism and depression. And one night I was falling asleep coming home from my boyfriend's house. And I remember thinking on the road, you know, if I died, it wouldn't make any difference. Yeah. But if I lived, I knew that I was here for a reason. And the next thing I knew, what happened, I fell asleep right then after that thought. And there was a semi-truck on the right side of me, and I remember that. And as I fell asleep, my car went past five lanes of traffic, and I woke up on the side of the road going towards a pole.
Wow.
And I pressed the gas button thinking it was the brake, and I went back on the freeway, spun around, and my car stalled facing traffic. And my car started up, and I went back to the side of the road. Nobody stopped. Nobody else was involved. I didn't hit anything. So I kind of took that as a wake-up call.
Yeah,
thinking,
for sure.
You know what? I'm here for a reason. So
it sounded like
set me on my path.
It sounds like you had some guardian angels there that were protecting you through this whole process as well.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt at all.
You know what? I'm hearing you talk, and I cannot tell you how many guests come on our show and say that they had this wake-up call, this huge, you know, they learned why they were here, near-death experiences and that. It's just amazing how so many people have such similar stories, like yours and like mine. There is really purpose to our life, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, can I get you to hold the thought? Because we have to take a short commercial break right now. And then so when we come back, we want to share more about your journey, and then we want to start empowering people. Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
Great. Okay. Well, folks, hang on. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my guest, Dr. Lara Romero. When we come back, we're going to talk about self-empowerment for our children. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation
Talk Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire.
Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Dr. Lara. I'm going to say that wrong again, Lara. Lara Romero.
No, actually, it's Lara.
Lara, oh my God. You know, you got me with my Canadian accent and tongue twisters. So I'm apologizing every time. It is Lara Romero. Am I saying that right?
No, it's Lara.
Oh, okay, folks, this is her name. Our topic is self-empowerment for our children and their families. So let's talk now about what inspired you to work with children.
Wow. You know, what inspired me to work with children, I always had a connection with them. And I remember when I was waitressing, someone asked me, what do you really want to do in life? Uh-huh. And I said, well, I want to work with children. And he said, well, there's no money in that. And I said, well, that's okay. Yeah. You know, and it was just, for me, it's very important that my work is something that comes from my heart. I don't think there was any one thing that I wanted to, that, you know, made me have the decision. I just always had that desire within my heart. And, you know, money didn't matter to me, prestige or position or anything. None of that mattered to me. What mattered to me was that I was making a difference in this world and that I was enjoying it. So I think, you know, maybe the angels that helped me off the side of the road kind of had a little bit of an influence in that, saying this is the direction we're going.
Mm-hmm. And you know, anybody who works with kids, it is such a great gift. And I want you all to hear this message that you just heard, Dr. Lara. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be saying this wrong all through the show. You know that. Dr. Lara. the lesson here is that, you know what, follow your passion and things just unfold for you. And working with kids is such a great gift. I know for me, I learn so much when I work with kids. They're such great teachers for us. Now, let me ask you this. What do you think that children need in order to lead a fulfilling and happy life?
Well, I think it's really important for children to have a sense of accomplishment, a sense of self-esteem. I think it's important for them to feel safe in their home environment, to feel supported by their parents and loved by their parents. And I also think it's important for them to know that they're allowed to have an opinion and they're allowed to think differently from their parents and from everybody else. And I think that pretty much is the key for children these days, is to realize that they're individuals and they don't need to go along with everybody else, that it's okay for them to think differently and to have a different opinion.
Yeah, and that's a good point to make, because how many times do we go in grocery stores or wherever and hear no, no, no? Like, some kids that hear no so much, the first words that come out of their mouth are no.
You know? Absolutely.
And I totally agree with you that I'm all about empowering my kids. They are our future. I can remember on one trip, and you know, our words are so powerful to kids. I was on a trip, and this trip was totally meant to be. My husband and I were down in Palm Springs, California, and we were going down for a trip, but I just knew intuitively before we went, there was so much more for this trip. Well, my husband Ross was out golfing. I was, you know, feeling guided that I had to sit by the pool. And I was sitting by the pool, and I just felt, when I saw this woman coming, that I had to go and talk with her. And I went over and I was talking with her. Long story short, she was a teacher. And she was an angry teacher. And she was basically, you know, talking about herself. And she was a teacher and she hated her job. She hated that she had to see kids every day. She just had every bad name under the sun for these students of hers. And I was listening to her and she was saying they don't respect her and they don't like her. They don't, you know, listen to her. And she was just going on and on. And she said to me that the first day of school, she says to these kids that she was going to make it straight right off the bat, that they were there and she was a teacher and they were going to listen to her and that's all there was to it. And that they were to know right off the bat, she was not going to like them. They were not going to be friends, and just to accept that right from the start. When I heard that, I was horrified. And I said to her, boy, I can see why you don't have respect from kids. And I can see where this is all unfolding and why things are the way they are. And I said to her, why not turn those words around and say, you know, we're here the first day of school. We're all going to learn from each other. We're all going to teach each other and we'll have an amazing year. I said, because you're their teacher, but they're teaching you a lot of lessons as well. And, you know, she thought for a minute and she thought, yeah, you know, I think I could do that. But like, how many teachers are out there? I hate to think about it, that talk like this.
Yes, yes. You know, and I think that there's a big difference between teaching somebody something and then educating somebody about something.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's interesting you bring that up. I was with my daughter this morning and we were in Mother's Market. It's a health food store.
Okay.
And they had all these bins of different little treats like banana chips, papaya chips or papaya pieces and stuff. And we were going through it and she goes, well, how about this? And instead of me saying, no, you can't have that, I said, well, let's look at the ingredients.
Yes.
And she knows what's good for her and what's not.
Yeah.
And I said, there's sulfur dioxide on that. She goes, oh, okay, I don't want that. Or there's this and that. She goes, okay, I don't want that. So, and she's five.
Yeah.
She's five years old and she understands that. So instead of me saying, no, you can't have all of this, you can have this, and not giving her a reason why, I pointed out to her and educated her the reasons why those other things weren't good for her. And then she was able to make a choice that she felt she made that came from her, and that was good for her.
Yeah, and, you know, by giving kids that opportunity, it can make the relationship between the parent, like their family unit, as well as at school, their units like in the school system, like the both places, can make it a lot better for everybody involved.
I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what are some other things that you do with your kids? You know, you're saying about check this out, your choice. What are other things do you do for your children personally to empower them?
Oh, to empower them? Well, I give them chores at home.
Yeah, I do too. And you know what? I'm so glad you said that because I cannot believe how many people will say to me they're overwhelmed, they're tired, they're exhausted, they just can't do one more thing. They're grumpy, they're angry, they're yelling. And I'll say, well, what's your day like? And then they'll just list all these things and I'll say, do you have a family? Yes. Well, do you ask your kids to help? Well, no. And right there, you know, my youngest at the age of 3 started learning to set the table, doing, washing or drying the dishes that were plastic that wouldn't break, you know, starting them off young. That's important. I agree with you. Yeah,
absolutely. And, you know, when they give me grief about it, I say, you know what? I said, you're part of this family. I said, I'm not your maid.
Uh-huh.
You know, and we all have to pull our own weight in order for this family unit to function. And I think when they, you know, they might gripe in the beginning, but I think after they know what their place is in the family and what their job is, it gives them a sense of self-importance and a sense of responsibility.
Yes.
You know, I think, you know, I was talking with a girlfriend about, you know, why we don't make our kids do things or why we try to make their life easy. And I think sometimes parents don't want to upset their children.
Yes.
Or they don't want their children to be mad at them. And, you know, I think it's very important as a parent to be in a parenting role. You're not there to be their friend. You're there to guide them, to support them, to educate them, but not to be their friend. That's somebody else's role.
Yes.
It's different. It's different, especially when they're small, because You know, they need to know where those boundaries lie and what to expect from a parent.
Yes, yes, it's so true. Now, what do you think is missing from the family unit today?
What I just said, you know, with parents not really realizing where their role is or what their role is, you know, and being afraid of their children being mad at them.
Yeah, well, I can tell you honestly, when I went through divorce with my first husband, it was not a pleasant divorce. My ex had abused me. Then when we split, he was abusing our kids. And then when, you know, the Children's Aid Society went after him for what he had done, he stayed out of our kids' lives. And I felt bad for them. And I will honestly say I overcompensated and was thinking I had to be mom and dad. You know, I will tell you, I made a mistake with that. And, you know, I had to do some repairing around that. And you don't want to do that. But, you know, I have learned that things do happen for a reason. And, you know, my kids have learned a lot of lessons from that. And it's helped them to unfold their journey where they are now. But don't you find a lot of parents do this because the family unit is not like it was years ago?
Yes, I think so. I think there's a lot of guilt for, you know, parents that work a lot. Yeah. You know, they don't get to spend that time with their kids, so they buy them things, or they, you know, are really lenient with the rules. And that just confuses the children even more. And it also, you know, promotes a sense of entitlement.
Yes. Yes, it does.
You know, rather than earning what you deserve. You know what I mean? And so,
Well, and you know, one of the things, like, you know, we were saying about giving your kids chores and you know, when I became a single mom, one of the things that I share with everybody is that it was overwhelming being a single parent. And one of the things that I shifted to do that I recommend everyone do this, you're saying that you give your kids chores. I found that my kids always, they came to an age where they wanted to be ran to the mall to meet friends to go shopping, go here or go there. And what I say to them is that, okay, we're a team here that, you know, what are you going to do for me? If I'm running you to the mall, what is it that you're doing for me? Because that's taking time out of my day to help you. What are you doing to help me? And it's amazing when you shift that to say that to a child, how they'll rethink how badly they want that. And it cut my running in probably a third instead. So that was kind of one of the tricks that I did. And that and we still do this. And my daughter will say to her son, her five-year-old, oh, if you ask grandma, you're going to have to be prepared to tell her what you're going to do for her. It still continues. So we got to take a short break again here. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some self-empowerment for the family now. So stay tuned. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio. Make sure when we're on break to check out my website, AskSueLondon.com. Sign up for my free newsletter, and you're going to receive 10 weekly inspiring videos that will give you lots of tools and techniques to create the life that you desire. And throughout the show today, I'm giving you little stories of what has unfolded along my journey. Those stories and many more are in my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And that can be found on my website, AskSueLondon.com. And be sure to visit Dr. Lara. Her website is MarkRomeroMusic.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Dr. Lara Romero with us, and we're talking about self-empowerment for children and their families. What I want to talk about now, Dr. Lara, is how can a parent help their child who's struggling? We talked about, you know, how a lot of parents, including myself, when you go through divorce, you can't overcompensate giving the love of two people. But let's say a child is struggling with other issues. What is the best thing a parent can do to help?
I think the best thing a parent can do is not go in and try and fix it for them, but to let them come to you. Yeah. And just to let them know that you're there to love and support them in whatever decision they make, in whatever they're going through. But, you know, to really be cognizant of that, because, you know, there has to be a trust built between the parent and the child. And if there's not that trust there and the parent goes in and tries to fix everything, then the child feels that they don't have the ability or the tools to do it themselves.
Right.
So I think the best thing the parent can do is to have faith in your child and to lovingly support them that they have the tools and the ability to figure things out. And if they come to you with a question like, what would you do about this? You know, pull from your own stories. Well, this is how I handled it in my situation, rather than, well, I think you should do this.
Yeah.
Because that's another way that the child can feel supported and empowered and, you know, be able to make the decision that comes from themselves and not having to rely on someone else to make their decision for them.
Yes, it's so true. Now, do you, I know for myself exactly what you're saying. I do that with my children. Do you do different tools and techniques for yourself that your children see you doing that maybe they do as well?
They see me meditate.
Okay.
I meditate and I journal.
Uh-huh.
Actually, you know, my daughter, she's turning 10 and she asked for a diary.
Good.
You know, because I talked to her, because when she has these feelings or these emotions,
yeah,
or she's upset and she doesn't know why, you know, because uh-huh, sometimes it's hard for them to articulate it. So
that's
I
right.
say, you know, go upstairs and, you know, try and write something down or draw a picture depending on their age,
uh-huh,
or go in and scream at a pillow.
Yeah.
You know, to get rid of that energy, whatever that angst is,
uh-huh,
and, you know, just to let her know that all the feelings that she feels,
uh-huh,
anger, fear, whatever it is, that it's okay when it's expressed appropriately, you know, uh-huh, rather than taking it out on the whole family.
Well,
you know,
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, when you're talking about the pillows, what I would do when I would see or feel, you know, that my kids were upset, angry, but they were, I have one daughter, she holds everything in. And so I find with her, I kind of, like, I would get into a pillow fight with her, and that kind of would give her permission. Okay, you know, it's okay for me to get it out. And we would have some pretty good pillow fights. And then what I found I did for her was I enrolled her in at our gym. There was a mother-daughter kickboxing program. And she felt safe taking it out with me. And so we would do kickboxing together and talk about therapy for a family. That's amazing. When you talk about, you know, getting out your anger. So I like the idea, you know, what you're sharing, and folks listen to this, children with anger, pillow fights, kickboxing, punching bags, you know, don't take it out in other kids or, you know, other people. This is not the way you want to get out. You want to do it in a safe environment. Now, did you ever do angel cards with your kids? I'm saying angel cards. My kids had fairy cards. Did you ever do that with them?
My daughter has a set of unicorn cards,
yep,
that she has, and I have a set of goddess cards.
Okay.
And we work with those together.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I find is really a great way to get your kids to open up and have conversations.
Yes.
You know, so that's another thing. Folks, you can go online and get these cards. Doreen Virtue has them. You can just see, I think they're, if you do a search on what would they be called, oracle cards, Dr. Lahr?
Mm. Yes.
Probably?
Yeah.
So check that out. That's another tool for you. And if you go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, I have put together a coloring book. It's a positive thoughts affirmation coloring book. And I did this with my youngest daughter. And it's a book that doctors, hospitals, teachers are using as a tool to get kids to open up and share their stuff. So check that out. It's Rocky's positive thoughts coloring book. Now, can I ask you, what do you think are the issues that parents are facing today?
You know, I think they're facing with the children coming in today, they have such a high energy vibration and their souls and their bodies are really pure that they're having a hard time adjusting to this third dimensional world. I mean, there's so many EMFs that are going on and chemicals and stuff in our food that the energy that these kids are being bombarded with, they don't know what to do with it. And with parents that have these, you know, these kids coming in, they don't know what to do with it either. You know, and I think that they're just kind of searching for what do I do with my child who's feeling this way or who's doing this or who's doing that. And I think that there's kind of a lack of support for parents.
Yeah, and for sure. And when you look on the other side, like with kids, they have, you know, I remember, I mean, I'm turning 50 in November, and I can remember being in school. And I grew up in Canada here, so we didn't have anything out of the ordinary. There was no, like, drive-by shootings. There was really, in our schools, we didn't even have drugs in the younger grades. Like, what they have in the schools today with, you know, the drug, but the shootings, the stabbings and all of that, the drugs and all this, kids are facing so much more than you and I did when we were younger. And on top of all of not understanding like their energy and all these kids are coming in being sensitive. Now, are there other basic issues that kids are facing today other than all of that we never faced?
Well, I think a big one is depression for these kids.
Yep.
That they're, and you know, depression is anger directed inwards.
Yes.
And that's why, you know, we were talking before about expressing anger, that, you know, the kids coming in, they are system busters, you know, because if you look at our world today, a lot of systems are failing because there's a lack of integrity that's going on in the world. And the kids coming in today, they're not going to stand for it. And oftentimes, you know, when they bust the system, they're labeled as, you know, rebellion and unruly and troublemakers. But that's what needs to happen in order for this world to change. But what's happening with these kids, they keep getting put down and shoved aside, and they're swallowing their anger. So, you know, instead of these kids, like, acting out and moving the system, I mean, a lot of people are doing that, but then there's another part of these kids that, you know, they just swallow their anger and they say, what's the use? And they go down into this depression.
Yeah, and you know, you're talking about depression. One of my guests that was on the show on March the 8th, John Ossipinski, he talks about the acid-alkaline balance, and they have done research now that they find that if a child's system is too acidic, that it will be one of the causes of depression in kids. And like you mentioned, all the additives in food now are starting to cause a lot of problems for kids. So diet is also another area that's important to look at, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so important. Now, you have a wonderful husband that we've had on the show, and we love to have him when he comes on, Mark Romero. And you two have got some amazing music that are helping a lot of kids. Do you want to tell everybody about that?
Do you want me to go into the whole thing of what his music does or how I have used it in my program?
Well, we've only got about 2 minutes left. So,
okay.
Yeah, let's talk about what you use it in for your program. And then, folks, Mark was on the show. You can go back and hear the archive show with that, and Mark will be on in May again. But let's talk about, like, the music specifically, what you're doing with it in your programs.
Okay. What I'm doing, there's a first segment where they have positive affirmations. Now, these aren't I am statements. They are you are statements. And it's you are loved. You are special. You are here for a reason. And behind these affirmations, we have Mark's music. And he has special musical mantras.
Yes.
And with the vibration of his music, there is a certain a thought or belief that is attached to it. So we've done self-appreciation, self-love, self-confidence. So when these kids listen to the affirmations, they're going to have that vibration that reinforces what they're hearing. Mm-hmm. So that's the first part of what we have on the program. And then we actually have a guided visualization with Mark's music in the background to help relieve any kind of anger or depression. So, and it teaches them a breathing technique to help them release that energy that they're holding in.
Okay.
And the music will help raise their vibration so they can dissipate all of that.
And breathing is so important, too. I'm really glad to hear that you've got that in place.
Oh, absolutely. That's, you know, breath is life.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we also have, for the other segment, is for the parents, actually, to energetically, through a guided visualization, we have a meditation that brings their heart chakras together and their solar plexus chakras together to fuse them as a family unit. And we also have the visualization that helps ground them to the earth so they're not all fighty and all over the place.
And it
puts a protective, not a shield, but a protective aura of love and light around the entire family as a unit.
Wow,
instead
amazing.
Of being singular, but it connects everybody energetically.
Wow. Now, is these programs, they're available through markromeromusic.com. Is that right?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's great. Well, we are out of time, my friend. You and I could talk for hours and hours about this topic.
Yes, we
We're so passionate. I have really enjoyed having you here. Folks, learn more about Dr. Lara Romero at markromeromusic.com. And like I said, go to my page, transformationtalkradio.com, and Mark Romero, you can hear the archive show, and he is on again in May. You can call in and actually experience his work. Dr. Lara, it's been wonderful having you here. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
This is Sue London with Get Inspired Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'm going to share some final thoughts on gratitude. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness. Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
We're You're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I talked to you earlier about this being a special day for myself. Well, I want to tell you the whole story now, and it's one that I will remember for the rest of my life and be very grateful. In 1992, July to be exact, I was filled with such joy. My doctor had just informed me that I was pregnant with my second daughter. I was so thrilled because my oldest daughter was going to have a baby sister. Just days after getting pregnant, though, I had problems arise with my health. The Crohn's disease had flared up. I began to drop weight due to the excessive amount of vomiting and diarrhea that I was experiencing. 2 months later, I was hospitalized due to dehydration and in a severe Crohn's disease flare-up. I was weak and I was unable to walk alone to the washroom that was just 4 feet from my hospital bed. One morning, after weeks of going through this horrific sickness, my doctor came into my room, sat me down, and gave me a choice. She said that if things kept up like this, only one of us was going to survive, me or the baby. She actually asked me, folks, to make a choice who was going to live. Could you imagine having to go through this? Well, I'm a strong believer that everything in our life happens for a reason. I knew that I was pregnant for a reason, and I knew without a doubt in my mind that I was staying pregnant. I knew that I was going to go on and I was going to deliver a beautiful, healthy baby, and we were both going to live to enjoy life. Now, as far as I was concerned, there was absolutely no choice to make about that. But I did make a choice. I fired my doctor and I got a new one. Now, the new doctor that I got was a huge animal lover. It was just absolutely my kind of person. He suggested to my family to bring my dog, Rocky, down to the hospital. Because, you see, at this point, I'm in the hospital for so long, I'm missing my little girl, who's at that point just turning 5. And I was missing my normal life, and I was missing my dog, 14-pound Shih Tzu, Rocky. So the next day when the nurse came in my room and she said to me, I have a little surprise for you out on the patio. I knew that it was Rocky down there waiting to see me. And when she went to go get the wheelchair, I thought, I'm not waiting for that wheelchair. I'm going to go see my dog. So the determination that I had in me, I got out of that bed and I grabbed that IV pole and I just focused on the door. I remember I was weak, so this was, you know, a big thing for me just to focus on that door, not focus how I was feeling inside. So I kept it in my mind that I focused on Rocky. I was going to see my dog. So I got out of bed, I grabbed the IV pole, and I started inching my way towards the door. I got to the door, clinging on to that IV pole. I got out in the hall, I grabbed the railing, and I started walking inch by inch down the hall, step by step. And as I was walking down that hall, all I focused on, I'm going to see my dog. I'm going to see my dog. I'm going to see my little Rocky who I haven't seen for so long. So as I was kept focusing on that, I got down to the end of the door. And there at the end of the hall was this big glass door with this cute little dog wagging his tail back and forth. And he's jumping up on the glass. And you know, at that moment, when I saw Rocky doing that, I cannot tell you how much energy filled my body. I felt energized. I felt stronger. I felt determined. And I knew that I could tackle anything that came my way. And I opened the door and Rocky jumped up into my arms and I'm hanging on to him and he's licking my face and I'm crying tears. And it was quite an emotional time for me. And it was 2 days after that that I went home and I started to feel so much better. Rocky never left my side. And on March 29th at 12:02 a.m. in the morning, I went on to deliver a beautiful and healthy baby girl. She weighed 6 pounds, 6 ounces. Now, remember I said to you that I believe that things happen for a reason? Well, I can tell you that this child has been one of my greatest teachers. She taught me the value of stop worrying. And, you know, I can honestly tell you that I didn't even know that I was a worrier. That's how much I was in denial, folks. It started when she was three. She'd walk around the house and she'd say, "Mommy, stop worrying. Mommy, no more worry." And I thought, you know what? She doesn't know what she's talking about. And I would ignore her. Very bad to do, especially what we talked about today, right? But I thought, no, I'm not a worrier. So she kept it up. She kept it up. And so then, you know, I started thinking, well, you know what? I do worry a lot about the what ifs. I do worry about suppose this happens or suppose this fails or what if I don't make this? And I really saw that worrying is such an incredible waste of time in our life. I was spending so much time worrying and I was missing out on such a wonderful life. What kind of an example was I being for my children, being a worrier? It was not a good thing. So that I knew I had to make some changes. So then I started shifting and believing that everything does happen for a reason. It truly does. And so when we shift our mind thinking to that, it can be just such an powerful, empowering example to our children. You know, your child is your teacher also. Take the time to learn from your children. They are the greatest gifts that could ever come into our life. So many times I hear a person say, "Oh my gosh, my kid's driving me nuts. I cannot stand my kids." Well, look at your children differently. You heard me say the story about the teacher, how she told the kids right off the bat she did not like them and she was not going to like them. Look at how your children can help you and look how you can help your children and you can build them into a great foundation for our future. Now that my daughter is 19, she's all grown up. She's so pretty. She's taller than me. You know, what else can a proud mom say? And like her mom, my daughter is working and helping people. She's currently completing her PSW. It's a personal support worker degree. And in a couple of weeks, she will be working full-time, working with seniors in their final days of life. I am an extremely proud mother. I am an extremely proud grandmother. And I can tell you that I feel the greatest gift that we can give our child is to love them and to empower them. Like I said, they are our future. Count every blessing that you have with them. Count on the blessing that from that first cry that you hear them make when they come into the world to their first step and count the blessings that everything that follows, the good and the not so good. Be grateful and tell them how much that they are loved. So important. Give them a hug. Whatever age, tell them that you love them. Now, you can learn more about my story of being pregnant and what Rocky did for me along my journey and more lessons that my children taught me. This is all in my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And you can get them from my website, AskSueLondon.com. Now, today, Dr. Lara shared tools and techniques for self-empowerment for children and their families. I shared with you my story of gratitude. Having children is one of the greatest blessings, folks, that we could ever ask for. Our children teach us lessons, they challenge us, and they help us grow. Be sure to visit Dr. Lara's website at markromeromusic.com. And remember that when you're at my website, AskSueLondon.com. Be sure to sign up for my free newsletter. And when you sign up for that newsletter, you're going to receive 10 weekly inspiring videos filled with tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. And again, make sure you check out the book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. Now, I want to thank my special guest today, Dr. Lara Romero, for being with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and that's 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on Get Inspired Radio, my guest is Dr. Mark Brown, and our topic is Keys to Inner Peace and Happiness. On behalf of my guest, Dr. Lara Romero, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.